Trevisani, Fiorini, here. Welsh, Special, Cavatino, Caparella, Franklin Davis, Luzzo, Turtle, Wood,
by the Treaty of Buffalo Creek. His ancestors then also signed two treaties in 1842. One of them set aside land in Vernon, New York, and it's known as Lot 2. Lot 3 and Lot 2 are specifically mentioned in the governor's agreement as land that's going to be taken by Great Helper and the United Indian Nation. This land, especially Lot 2, not only has been set aside as a state reservation for Melvin Phillips and his family and the Orchard Party, this has also been documented in Section, I think it's 529 of the state laws of New York in 1869, so it's been set aside as a state law. If we pass this agreement today, we will be forcibly taking Melvin Phillips from his land, the only legitimate land left in Oneida County that has actually had, where it's been compliant with treaties. From day one, they've never left the land, and that was a condition of the treaties. As long as you stay on the land, you can stay as a state reservation. They have possessory rights. They don't own the land, and you will be stay on the land and be protected by the state of New York for future generations. If this deal passes today and passes the state legislature and the governor signs it into law, Mr. Phillips will be removed from his property, and this land will be given over to the other remaining Indians who actually need this property to legitimize their cause. And I think this would be a terrible tragedy, not only for the Orchard Hill Oneidas and Melvin Phillips family, but also for the people of the County of Oneida. Thank you.
Thank you.
Melvin Phillips.
My name is, well, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
My name is Melvin Phillips. I am a full-blooded Oneida. lawyer set a mark off of our history. I am recognized by the Six Nations, the Iroquois Confederacy. As a matter of fact, I will meet with them in the next few days over this issue. We are also recognized by the federal government, the Orchard Party, on the Treaty of 1838. And if you people pass this legislation tonight, it's going to be the worst thing that ever happened in Oneida County. You don't know the people that you're going to hurt and the lives you're going to destroy by passing such legislation as this. My job here is to fight for the Orchard Party. That's why I'm here. Begging the Oneida County legislators, do not pass this agreement. I know I was in a room with somebody else who was meeting, and my lessons are a little of the bolt of what I heard I didn't like. If I can persuade any of you to change your bolt, it would surely help our people at Margaret. After 200 years, we're going to be thrown off in our own land. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Full-blooded Indian getting kicked off in his own land. What sadder thing can there be? It's up to you people to make up your mind and do the right thing. And not only the Orchard Party, but they're all in. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Over 30 years ago, I raised my right hand and took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America when I joined our military. This is the same oath that you took when you were sworn in as a county legislator. I hope you all remember what you swore to in that oath. You are here today to cast a vote. This vote could very well take away our rights as citizens of this United States. Roughly a month ago, the same body voted to tell our governor that the SAFE Act passed in Albany was unconstitutional to the citizens of New York. So how is this compact with the United Indian Nation any different? The public has had no say in what is going to happen. The compact is written to give all the advantage to the United Indians. The residents of this county are being thrown under the bus, so to speak, by our governor and county executive. Please do not let the threats of our governor sway your common sense. I know you will all be threatened if you do not pass this, that we, as a county, will be on our own. He was elected to protect all citizens of New York, not just a few, as he has been doing lately. If he does, then you should be calling for him to resign from his position. I hope that each one of you, when it is time, will think about what we are asked to give up. Remember, we're elected to represent all citizens of Oneida County, not just a few. The ramifications of this compact will have a detrimental effect on the citizens and the commerce of this county and others statewide. Just remember that yesterday we honored all the men and women who died protecting our rights that we have today. Please do not give up what they died for while they were protecting our freedom.
Toss your hands.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk about, I'm asking you, for the benefit of the people of the whole, please do not pass this to the state of your constituents, their constitutional, their civil, and their legal rights. This settlement violates all three. In 2010, the people of New York had our land and it was legally settled. In the Second Court of Appeals, the Oneida Indians ruled they could not, on their own or government unilaterally claim to purchase land as sovereign and avoid paying taxes. So they had to pay taxes. It was legally brought to the court system. The United Tribes owes Oneida County $195 million. Okay. How many of our local businesses are able to dictate how much of their business is to be taxed? What is 8% on a business that brings in over $1 billion? Why is there unfair taxation process going on? Double standards do not work in a democracy. Issues happen when Governor Cuomo and Mr. Crescenti won't do their job acknowledging the legal decisions and collecting the tax money. Fair and equitable taxation. That's all we're asking for. Fair and equitable. The real issue is, comes when Governor Cuomo thinks he is above the Supreme Court and its rulings, the Constitution, and our civil liberties. The issue is, there's a $195 million due in back land taxes, and it's, they don't want to pay it. How many of you would be able to dictate, again, what percentage of your business that you pay taxes on? Not a single one of you. Why should it be any different? We are asking equitable taxation. According to this land trust document that says the land can be hydrofracked without local municipality approval, 22 of the 26 townships in Oneida County have taken enacted moratoriums or banned.
Excuse me, you have 1 minute.
Protect their townships. We expect you to do your fiduciary responsibilities and stand up for our constitutional, civil, and legal rights, and don't back down to Cuomo's bullying. Equal protection and equal taxation. What does this say to our children if you vote yes, bend over for a bully, and lose your constitutional, your civil, and your legal rights? I don't want to pass that on to any child in Oneida County.
Thank you. Sounds ready? Also, I want to apologize to everyone when they're speaking tonight. Interjected 2 minutes, but we have to keep it going, so I apologize again when I interrupt you.
I'm Doug Rennie, and I'm a retired social studies teacher on American history. And there are a lot of misconceptions in relation to American history, such as one time a student in class asked why during the Civil War, why were most Civil War battles fought in national parks? And no one could answer that. You know, that was a joke. The other thing is that there has been something done in Mount Rushmore. They were able to, with lasers, to reduce the work of repairing the statues to the point that even make it so that Ken Roosevelt didn't have to attack. There's another one. Go ahead. Don't hold yourself back. Okay. I believe in the Constitution Bill of Rights. I believe that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I also believe that those who ignore their history are doomed to repeat it. Unfortunately, facts are being misconstrued in this situation. The Oneida tribe is not a tribe. It's one of three contingents. Really, how bitter is not a, is an illegal a leader. Class 3 gambling, although it is occurring, is illegal. We are in the shadow. And Mr. Albert says he's coming out of the shadows. We're in the shadow of the turning stone. And it wasn't too recently, and one thing that happened with the search situation was, in my way, that they had to put the microbes in that the United States had to pay for. I had to continually call the head of the water department to get them to resolve the smell, but the microbes. More recently, a more horrible thing that happened was that the United States, without any consent or environmental right whatsoever, tapped into the sewer. a manhole that the workers crawled down to saw this, and later it was a big up, and they crawled in, and they went in a video. And when the representatives from the town went over there the last time, they were treated horribly, without any consideration for courtesy or anything else.
Mr. Ray, 1 minute, please.
This is essentially what has happened over the years. This is what's under the shadow, this treating of people, irregardless of the fact that they lived in the town of Rona and have a history that goes all the way from the French and Indian War right up to Afghanistan. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Robertson.
Thank you for allowing me to speak today. I had some comments all written up, but you don't know what happens if you vote yes. I'm sorry, though, if that happens. That's not right. But let me tell you what happens if you vote no. It's the other side of the coin. You see, if you vote no, then the governor's going to come and turn my land into reservation land, which means I have no rights and he abandons me. It's a tough decision. I talked to the county executive and I asked him, hey, do you know about, are you familiar with the purchase of 1798? No, I'm not familiar with it, but it doesn't matter. Status quo is not the option anymore. So I got to remember this, and you all have to remember too, that on February 20th, 1799, the purchase treaty of June 1st, 1798 was unanimously affirmed and proclaimed by the United States. We've been told that the land was stolen. This is wrong. I don't know. I own land in lot 17 of the purchase, 1798. Portions of Vernon, city of Cheryl, and most of the town of Sullivan are included in this purchase. For 215 years, President John Adams, Governor John Jay, New York State Legislature, and with the unanimous consent of the United States Senate, they all told me, I live in the state of New York. But 2 weeks ago, the governor came into my home and said, if you do not listen to me, if you do not bend a knee to me, I will take your land away from you. I'll turn it into a reservation. I will no longer be able to live in the state of New York. We have a tough decision here. Please, do not bend a knee to the governor. We, the people of Oneida County, deserve better. We need to be able to put into our words into a fact. This decision was this settlement was not. I had no input into it. Did I in any way have an input into this? We were being told we will have this done. If not, I will take your land away. Vote no. I would rather see Spoke keep his land than for any of us to bend it to the governor. Thank you.
Kevin Collins.
Victory Saturday, and all the what will have made of our people who voted against this. And I think in that account, it's like that, and then you'll hear it come fall. So remember that. The people still have power. Thank you.
Judy Bogdan.
Good afternoon, and thank you to everyone who is here and for the attention of giving us the ability to speak. Okay. I have been here many times. Those of you behind me don't have any idea how many times, but those of you in front of me understand that I am here quite frequently. And the last time I was here, about a month ago, I presented Oneida County with a huge map, a map which showed a red checkerboarded area. I have told most of you that I oppose this settlement agreement. I'm not here tonight to try to change your mind. I'm here simply to tell you where I stand and what I intend to do about this vote. I believe this is an extremely dangerous thing that you are doing, mainly because you are establishing federal territory in the middle of Oneida County. If you're not familiar with federal territory, you have no constitutional rights on federal territory. I am also extremely upset because in this agreement, I am being advised by attorneys that you have not protected your easements if, in fact, you vote for this. This puts every road and all of your utilities in jeopardy once the land is transferred. The Senecas are now currently filling New York State for every road that travels their section of the thruway. The other thing I am upset with is the complete evisceration of all of the legal issues that we have won through the years of the courts. I have stood here many times and predicted a win and came back to say, I was right, we won. And now you're being asked to do away with all those wins. You're being asked to give up a waiver of immunity that was presented to the Supreme Court of the United States 2 years ago, and now trust that same party that's taking back that waiver of rights to give you a new one. But I'm not here to try to convince you with something else. I'm here to explain to you that those are the reasons that we are probably not any longer going to be on the same side of this issue. My organization, Citizens Equal Rights Alliance, has a federal court order that says the Secretary of Interior is being questioned as whether she has any right at all to take land into trust in Oneida County. You are going to eviscerate that right and instead give them 25,000 acres. My organization has a petition in that case, and we will not pull it. The state can pull, the county can pull, but I am being advised by legal counsel that I do not have to pull. And I will not agree to do that. I want you to know one other thing. I have never threatened you guys, and I do not mean to threaten you tonight. However, I do need to let you know that our local attorney and I have had a conversation with the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and we are looking at the idea that when this settlement is passed, my constitutional rights under the freedom of voters and under the 15th Amendment of the Constitution are being violated. And if, in fact, they are sincerely violated, as the Department of Justice seems to be working with us to that end, I will be filing charges. I thank you for your time, gentlemen and ladies. I thank you for your time through the years. But this may be the last time that I can come and speak with you on the same time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Bonner.
My name is Kevin Bonner. I'm a resident of Farm Hills. Davis of Oneida County, and I thank you for this opportunity to speak this evening. If there's one word that characterizes the activity that has taken place since this first was announced for many of us in the OG, it's rush. And it begs the question, why? Why the rush? We may never know the political happenings that would fully answer that question, But it does create a need within many of us, and that need is a need to help. I need to have a better understanding, more knowledge about what this encompasses, and the time it takes to gain that intelligence, that knowledge, and that means witnessing the debates and hearing the debates. And so I come before you this evening asking for that time. Would you please, it's a plea, really, for more time to have the public become more aware of the ramification of this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill Guglielmo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I represent the Rome Chamber of Commerce. I'm its president, and we support the proposal. Approval of the agreement will settle the uncertain environment the disputes have caused and provide a revenue-sharing arrangement that benefits all. Moreover, approval will allow our area to focus its time, energy, and financial resources on working together to grow the economic base of the Mohawk Valley and to improve the quality of life in this region. The Chamber Board urges the United County Board of Legislators to take the next step in the process by approving this agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Joseph Kislaskis.
I'll pass.
Yes, sir. Carolyn Angel.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Carolyn Angel. I'm an Oneida County resident as well as a retired Camden school teacher. By the way, I love the sound of children. I have read this proposed agreement twice, looking for one missing piece, our children. This document requires the county to take thousands of acres of land off the tax rolls forever. But nowhere in this proposal that I could find does it reimburse the school districts for their loss of school tax money. Those of you who have been here a long time probably remember the silver covenant chain, which was once promised. But that silver chain has been broken. Unlike the Constitution of the United States of America, this document cannot be amended. The omissions that you are disregarding can never be corrected. Years from now, centuries from now, this will stand, apparently. Our children have become the sacrificial lambs in this agreement. Why? Because they are not taxpayers. They are certainly not voters. They are just the innocent souls who need our protection. A civilized society cares for and educates its young. We as citizens must do the same. I am the voice of the children. You as legislators must be their guardians. It's your legal responsibility. Please, please, vote no on this proposal for the sake of our children and their future. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you turn off your phones, whoever's got them on, please? I appreciate it. Thank you. John Schneider.
Hello, I'm John Schneider. I live in Verona. We're over near the metropolitan city of Oneida area for the filling stations that we used to have and now turned into Savons. There's over 30 stations that have been bought or put out of business by the Indians. Particularly the taxes that are lost on this. I call this being Savonized. Think of the many service stations that will become Savonized under this agreement. You see, all these towns listed up here, probably each one of you will have one or two Savons that will come off of the tax rolls. How will we make up for the lost taxes from that? it appears from an agreement that the Indians could even buy shopping malls. And Oneida, they bought two shopping centers. Suppose they buy Singertown. Can they take the 7 or 8 or 9% sales tax and put it in their pocket rather than giving it to the business to support the county? Also, the tax rolls will be reduced, and like was earlier mentioned, school taxes aren't mentioned. We Oneida County residents will have to make up this tax difference. When you look at our sales tax in this county, it's higher than the other counties around us. Why is it? Maybe it's because we're not taxing the Indians, one of the biggest selling groups in the county. The agreement also allows the Indians to start selling major brand cigarettes again untaxed. I think what this is going to do to the convenience stores that finally got over the burden of having to compete and the Indians only selling their own cigarettes. Several years ago, this group voted down a similar agreement, which was much more in our favor than this one is. Please take a look at this one and vote it down. I would like to say that I would like to donate a plaque to be put up in the hall downstairs where everybody comes in. It lists the names of all the people that vote yes on this, so that in future years, voters can come and see who caused all these tax problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Marty Danigan.
Our sovereignty at both the state and the federal levels for many generations to come. That this government has forged this agreement behind closed doors is bad enough. But to not only bypass our state constitution and our state sovereignty and choose to sign this horrific mess just a several days past Memorial Day is a disgrace and a slap in the face to our military. Please vote no. I thank you.
Thank you. Gail Caiola. Robert Coppin. Jim Zucca and Francis Sarah.
Thank you. Yes, first of all, Councilman, the city of Utica. It's custom that the county council here has 2 meetings a month, the first and third Wednesdays. Our last meeting was May 15th. And right after that meeting, this issue exploded into the discussion. And here we are 14, 15 days later. And you're being asked to vote on this tonight. And I want to do this because there's not enough time to get through the legislation that Councilman Zek and I had drawn up. And I would like to read it. It's very short. Whereas New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has negotiated with the United Indian Nation, Alberta, Oneida County Executive Vicente, and Madison County Supervisor Becker to devise an agreement where no representative from the city of Utica was considered involved or appraised of the elements of the negotiation prior to the formalized agreement. the time constraints placed by the May 28th meeting, this meeting tonight, are restrictive in determining the worthiness of the agreement. The mayor of the city of Utica has proposed a request for a floating casino vote for economic benefit of the county and the city, and said request now cannot be even thought about under the terms presented. This agreement will force residents of Utica and the taxpayers of the city and the county into permanent limitations and restrictions as to potential economic development, with seemingly extremely limited offsets of the resultant financial burden.
Where's that idiot?
This agreement will negate the gains made in the toilets by the local residents, the county, and the state over the last several years, and it will bypass those cases currently in the court system. Therefore, we, as this legislation, ask this body, which our meeting is not going to happen until from tonight, that we express our dissatisfaction with the agreement via this resolution opposing the proposed agreement with the Oneida and Indian Nation as presented, and that the council requests Governor Cuomo to give local elected officials adequate time to digest aspects of the proposal and be included in further negotiations of an agreement to avoid hasty decisions that can have adverse impacts on future generations. And we're brought up about the gun law that was pushed through the state very quickly. And now we're just starting to find out this is no longer the legislation. Now we're also beginning to find out that the health care legislation that was put through under the recommendation that we pass it now immediately is beginning to unravel.
You have 1 minute.
Thank you. And with that, I turn my time over to Councilman Zucker.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Chairman, for allowing us to speak tonight. My name is Tim Zucker. I'm the City of Utica Councilman at Large and the former mayor of Oriskany Falls, New York. I'm very proud of it. I'm ashamed to be here tonight, number one, as an elected official, and to speak on this subject. And ashamed to say that I'm a Democrat right now, when we have a governor that's doing this to this community and to other communities. And I am here tonight to urge this board, this body, to reject at this time the proposed agreement with the Oneida Indian Nation. In fairness to all citizens of Oneida and Madison counties, something of this magnitude, which is mentioned in the back room, and longevity, which is mentioned here all throughout the night, needs to be further deliberated in open public meetings and should end with a public referendum vote by not you folks, by the citizens of both Oneida and Madison counties. Too many local and state politicians have a lot to gain from this so-called compromise deal. Just say no deal tonight and end this assault on democracy. And again, I want to see a pledge by the governor and every one of you county legislators not to accept a nickel of campaign funds from the United Indian Nation. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jim Stewart. I've lived in Oneida County my whole life. I'm going to paint a picture of the big picture for you and how important this is. Thomas Jefferson, who told one of our founding fathers, made a statement that the British government is illegitimate because it was a despotic leadership. And on that basis, all 13 counties signed our Declaration of Independence. What we have going on here now is a man who thinks he's above the law. He's bypassing all of the legal things that he's supposed to be doing to get legislation passed. He's
imposing his will without the benefit of representation. And we have an opportunity to stop this right now. Another point of history is in 1938, Time magazine had a man of the year, and he was wonderful. The man's name was Adolf Hitler. We all know how that turned out. Nobody stopped him when they could have. What's really scary is this is the third time that he is trying to push legislation through without a public approval or discretion, anything, just trying to slip it through just as quickly as he can without going through the law. Red flags should be popping up all over the place. What we need to do is stop him now, because he has his eyes on Washington, D.C., the White House, in 2016. If he's behaving this way now, thinking he's above the law and can shove this down our throats or any other orifice he can find handy, then what we need to do is to stop him now. Simply vote no, but in addition to that, send him a message that if he dares to violate Article 2, Section 10, where he is obliged to protect our land rights, that we're going to bring him up on charges and impeach him. Thank you.
Thank you. Murray.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I confess I am not one of you. I'm from Albany County, but I'm an attorney. It's been my privilege for the past 3 or 4 years to represent the towns of Vernon and Verona. There is a crude metaphor that I hesitated to even think about using tonight, which is that you can't put lipstick on a pig. The reason that I didn't want to use that metaphor is because calling this agreement a pig is an insult to pigs. We talked about negotiation. And the fact of the matter is that one of our great presidents, President Kennedy, once said, "Let us never fear to negotiate, but let us never negotiate out of fear." I listened to or saw the 8 points that I think your county executive put forth, and they were all about, this is what's going to happen to us if we don't sign the agreement. I thought I was seeing another version of The Godfather, where they said, you know what? Make him an offer he can't refuse, or if you don't sign this document, the blood will be all over it and it'll be yours. I understand and am informed that none of you, nor your county executive, really had the opportunity to negotiate anything. The document was put in front of you, and you were told, take it or leave it. And if you don't like it, this is what we're going to do to you. Now, I admit, I don't know as much at all about the local communities as all of you in this room. And yes, I'm an outsider, and I acknowledge that. But I do live in Albany, and I can tell you something about what's going on in Albany right now. Our governor has presidential aspirations. He also has aspirations with respect to a constitutional amendment to allow statewide gambling. He
One
knew,
minute, sir. We're sorry. 1 minute.
Yes, thank you. He knew that there was major opposition from the Oneidas. What has he done? He has bought them off, and he sold you down the river. And I ask all of you to take a look at Article 6, Section C, Clause 7, where in exchange for giving them exclusivity and 25,000 acres of land, of which you're going to lose your sovereignty, in exchange for that, he buys their silence. That document says the nation will support this constitutional referendum. That's vote buying, pure and simple. I ask you, in the name of not only the people of towns of Vernon and Verona, but all the people of this county, stand up and say no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy Bartles.
Good evening to everyone. I know this is an exhausting
here to ask all you representatives and Mr. Joseph, please, to represent me and vote no on this. I've lived in Manitowoc all my life. My family has lived in this state for six generations. They have built this state from the dirt up. And I don't want to be sold down the road. Many people in my family for generations have done without to pay the taxes on their property and live in this state. We pay our taxes so you can work here right now tonight in this state. Please work for us. Do what we need you to do. Vote no for this. This won't do any good for any of us. We've always been on our own in Lake County. We don't need this. It's not going to help us anyway. Because as soon as you voted in, we're going to be on our own in Lake County. And we like it like that. It's nice and quiet here. We'll keep it this way. So I beg you to please protect our rights here. Don't sell us down to somebody else's property. Nobody's going to let me buy another piece of property and get to what I own and not pay any more taxes on it. And if this isn't the agreement, let me know now. Stop me here.
No?
No?
No.
Okay. So please vote no. Thank you.
Thank you.
You will get to him.
My name is Gary Padula. I live in Madison. No difference. Yeah. We're all Americans. And we need to understand that we're all Americans. I'm here to talk to you about this upcoming vote that you got. To understand this country in the 21st century, we call America. We would have enough experience to understand that we are under attack with what we talk for granting our American rights. We proclaim the documents such as the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and mostly free enterprise should never be violated. But in a show of hands, we would throw it all away because all we see is dollars. We have a governor who uses intimidation as a magic wand. He cuts off free speech by our sheriffs throughout the state over the SAFE Act by telling them to shut up. As I said earlier, this is the 21st century, and it's time we tell Raymond Hallbrother he is an American citizen like the rest of us. It's time to let him know that he has the same rights as all citizens. He is not less a citizen. He is equal to all American citizens. But his rights do not exceed all other Americans' rights. He needs to be held responsible for his actions and obligations like the rest of us. The governor has no jurisdiction to give Mr. Hallbrother rights and privileges that exceed all other New Yorkers. The governor will be the first to say, but look at all the money we will get from this simple thing that we want to do. Two wrongs don't equal rights of all citizens who are held to all their obligations, and you all know that. We will not accept cross-jurisdiction of bingo cops with the Oneida Sheriff's Department. We also will not accept tribal courts. It is time all New York... It's time all New York land that you call nation land is to revert to private ownership by Ray Hallbrother or his businesses. This will also pertain to all others that call themselves nations. This is the nation of America in the 21st century, and all Americans should be held to their own obligations. Remember, united we stand and divided we fall hard. So you as Oneida legislature, we're asking you, you've got to do it. You've got to say no. Intimidation is something you will need to stand up to. But I want you to remember one damn thing out there. You're Americans first and politicians second. Lastly, it's time to stop waving the white flag and put the stars and stripes back where they belong. Please table the vote. Thank you.
Pete Bianco.
Good evening. Thank you for allowing me the time to speak this evening.
The Haudenosaunee people deserve fair compensation for lands taken from them in unfair deals. Although Cuomo and Halbritter have agreed on a settlement, the deal is moving too fast for the people of either nation. The people of both nations deserve this process to be slowed down so they can understand the decisions being made. Please vote no on this deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to vote.
I am Tim Trent, a lifelong resident of Utica and Oneida County. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. Each of you on your chair this evening found a copy of my one-page statement, which begins, high pressure, high punishment, rush to judgment. One thing is clear, the casino gaming proposal is a high-pressure push for a decision. It does not give people reasonable time to understand what they are saying yes to. On one side of this proposal, the United Indian Nation is guaranteed land rights and exclusive rights to all casino gaming across 10 New York State counties. On the other side of this proposal, New York State and two counties receive a portion of revenue from one Turning Stone casino gaming activity. This does not seem balanced. This proposal will impact hundreds of thousands of people for generations. Results will be wide, deep, and long-lasting. This proposal deserves public debate. It should be decided by public referendum. It should not be rushed. I ask that you vote no on this legislation today. Thank you.
Thank you. James Prendergast.
My name is Jim Prendergast. I'm from Utica. And I had a speech prepared, but as I was listening to these people, it seemed like the freedom of speech was getting angrier. And if you want a reason why our children are leaving this town, and New York State is becoming a bunch of transients, this bill is it. They jammed the SAFE Act down our throat. They can't do it with this act. I'm against it. You should be against it. The truth is worth the risk. Thank you.
Dr. Rod?
I'll try to be brief. I want to tell you about two things that I know about. When I, 30 years ago, there were 15 kids in my neighborhood. We all played baseball together, played soccer together. One of them was a girl. We married a young fellow who was a talented welder. Went all over the country welding, and he owned the backhoe. I operated on him. I told him that driving all over the country after you've had a back operation is not a good idea in my experience to get into trouble. He took my advice. He bought a gas station. Very shortly thereafter, perhaps a year or so afterwards, someone from the Indian Nation came and said, "We'd like to buy your gas station." He said, "Gee, I don't want to sell it." Well, then they came and put a little pressure on him, and they planned to him to either sell the $2 million loss, or they're going to drive him out of business. He was a practical sort of fellow, and he realized he couldn't face that sort of competition, so he sold it. At a considerable loss, he spent about 10 years trying to recover financially. While he's driving a school bus, he's recovered financially. He's out of trouble. His kids are educated. He hasn't had a disaster. But he's hurt. The second story is my brother-in-law. He and I bought Dibbles Inn. We were doing very nicely. And then Mr. Albert bought a competing restaurant. And pretty soon, he was unable to compete. After he lost all the money his father left to him, and lost a considerable amount of money that I loaned to him. He finally gave up and took his own life. And needless to say, that struck home pretty personally. I'm telling you that unfair, untaxed competition is not something you should support. Thank you for your thought. We consider this. Thank you.
Gary Colarusso.
Good evening, everyone. New York State is going to finally live up to its name, the Empire State. The difference is it won't be known as the Empire State, it will be known as an Empire State. This governor is in the process of building an empire. The empire takes in 10 counties in the center of New York and guarantees the United Nations sole proprietary gamesmanship for the entire center of this state. There isn't one person in this room that gives that kind of guarantee should they own their own business. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? But the governor has decided that granting that to the United Nations is good business. I would ask the other 8 counties that are involved in this central division of New York if they think it's good business. Oneida County and Madison County tend to make some money from this. But in the process of making money from it, they will lose something in the long run. They will lose their identity. Not only will Oneida County and Madison County lose their identity, they will lose their ability to compete. Just down the road from the United Nations is a business that has been in Oneida County for 60 years. They've been here through good and bad. They pay their taxes every year. They employ people. And it was a pleasure to go to the racetrack to see horses race. Right now, that competition has been stifled. It has been stymied. Some of the investors in Vernon Downs have already started to remove their money from it because they know full well that without competition, there is no future. So the governor and the legislature has put a sharp pencil right in the eye of Mr. Durrell in regards to what he's done in this community to try and maintain business. In private sector, and even in public sector.
You have 1 minute, Gary.
Thank you. If somebody came to you and guaranteed you a location that offered no competition, but you had to pay him for that, that was a scene out of the Untouchables, where you bought protection. And that's pretty much what has happened here. I would ask everybody that's here this evening that will have to vote on this to consider what this means, not only for Oneida and Madison counties, but for the adjoining counties that will suffer the consequences of this decision. Thank you very much.
Pat Costello.
Good evening. Good to be part of this group again. I'm sure the last time I was here, I was talking about jobs. And I'm talking about that a bit. I'm Pat Costello, and I'm president of IBEW Local 43, the Electricians Union, and also area representative of the Central New York Building Trades Council. I sit on the Workforce Investment Board locally here, and I sit on the State Workforce Investment Board. We talk, and you talk, I know, about economic development. We talk about it ad nauseum, which we should. You're here to provide jobs, opportunities. So am I in my room. So I'm here today to talk about the jobs, and I'm here to ask for a yes vote on this proposal. These jobs up there for the construction world, the people that I represent, are a godsend to have a private investor invest the money that they have in construction work. By the way, all local construction work, you know, there's a move afoot in the construction industry to race to the bottom to get the cheapest, outsource it to anywhere. People from out of state, you see out of state plates on a lot of large construction projects. The United Nations from day one has made a concerted effort to take care of local construction work, and they've done that.
We're going to have some construction workers come later that are currently working at this building. So 235 members of mine are working there overtime, second shift, on the latest project, the X-33. Those are jobs that are prevailing rate jobs that a construction paycheck, maybe you've heard me say this before during the speech, generates seven times its amount in economic activity for the area. So $1,000 earns a turning stone casino from one of my workers relates to $7,000 of economic activity from where they live. I can say that out of the 230-some people working there now, 70% of them live in Oneida or Madison counties. So this is a big issue here. It's more than I think we give them credit for. They're creating, you know, the permanent jobs are one thing, and they should be applauded for that. But the construction work, the vendors, they make an effort.
1 minute, Ben.
They make an effort to hire local people. That should be applauded. Economic development, we talk about. Point to anything around here that can compare. You can't. Private one. The last job of 200 men and more, to no surprise, they're turning stone casino. The one previous to that in our area was turning stone casino. Large construction projects do not happen here, unfortunately. We're waiting for the quad scene. That'll be a great cutting arm. You know, the trip plan, the things we're looking for in the future. But in the last 20 years, point to anything that's been more successful in turning stone, and I'll be surprised at that. Thank you very much. Please vote yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. My name is Frank Simonelli. I'm a retired policeman with the City of Utica. Presently, I'm employed by the United Indian Nation Police Department as an investigator, a position I'm proud to say I've had for the last 20 years. 1998 to 2000, the United Nation assigned me to the United County Child Ed as an investigator investigating crimes. Sex crimes against children in this county, many of which are convicted and are in prison today. With that being said, I'm a lifelong resident of Oneida County. I currently live in the city of Carter Village of Clinton. The opportunities that have been afforded to me and thousands of more like me have allowed us to stay in this community that we grew up with, grew up in, with our friends and our family. These opportunities have helped our children grow up here, attend schools here, move on to successful jobs and careers. Now, over the last 15 to 18 years, I've attended countless forums like this, debating these issues back and forth. I've heard all the reasons, all the excuses. Now's the time for new people, people here in the audience, to support this issue, to allow the county, Central New York, and the United Nations to prosper together and to build this community to keep our families and our friends here. Thank you.
Thank you. Audrey Moran.
This whole mess started. Three men in a room, Mario Cuomo and the other two were his buddies, of course, one Democrat, one Republican. And they're sitting around discussing getting a casino or more in our area out there in Verona. Down on Bleecker Street here in Utica, there was a meeting of about five men talking about a casino in the town of Verona. I thought they were building a bingo hall. But anyhow, it came to fruition. And instead of a bingo hall, it started out as a casino and kept on growing. The RA thinks he can do anything he wants to and not come to codes or even asking anything about the town board. I don't think he has changed since then.
the farmlands that he had bought from many of the people there, and also the houses, are now, the lands aren't even being used. They took all the topsoil from here to build a casino. All the private land that had houses on were all demolished. They are not part of the true Oneida clan. And in the paper yesterday, I believe it was, Doug George, the husband of Joanna Shenandoah, mentions that. And my friend here, he talked to you earlier, about Marble Hill and the Orchard Tribe, and what they're doing to them. They destroyed the water up through there when Ray came in to quote put in lines for water. So all the wells up there were taken out. And a lot of the wells along 365 were near homes were also taken out by them doing this.
Audrey, you have 1 minute.
Okay. I want to ask the question, who will give all this money? Do you think it will stay in the Rock area or in this county? Or will it always go down to New York City? I'm afraid of that. Oh, by the way, looking for two Indian tribes under Mario, they wanted to choose two of the poorest tribes. And guess what they were? Oneida and Seneca. They never conferred with us, with our town supervisor. He's willing to meet with them, but it's always over there on the set of lawyers present. Where are these acres going to be taken from? Like I say, I am another 17 acres over there. So it makes you wonder, where will it all go? This is such a raw deal. Absolutely. So I'm asking you all, because it may continue in times coming by, not through the beach, Southern Beach, Verona Beach, and his plan is to make a Disneyland warm up through there. So it's coming north. They come this way for all we know. Anything past Fort Stanley, they used to say, was all in the area. And we're looking into the lines. So we're living in a little, what do we know? You know, we don't know. But anyhow, I wish that you would all vote for us. It's not just the folks that are in Vernon and Vernon and Madison County. It's all of you. I think you would understand in years to come. You become grown. You would like to take over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time to speak. This looks like a lot of quid pro quo, number one. There are people involved, as the gentleman from Albany said, that are doing things. Mario Cuomo gave away the farm, and his son's got a skeleton in his closet. He's looking to get rid of that. He's also looking to where he's going to get support across the nation, not just here, across the nation, with hotel rooms, big donations being made. This guy's got political aspirations. That's fine and dandy. I'm sorry, but me and mine can't pay for it. Okay? He's got to come up with another remedy. Trust by verify. Who said that? I don't rate it. Why do you say it? Who are we going to trust? We got Indian nations right now that already have agreements with these guys. They ain't paying. Hello? Millions are owed. It's ridiculous. You read this write-up that they gave us. It looks like it was written by a 7-year-old kid. There's enough holes in here to put 18-wheelers in my motorhome. Exclusivity drowns out further private development. Let me give you a hypothetical. What if they decided to take that casino that's sitting over there, and instead of buying a shopping mall, tear everything out of it? They got restaurants already set up. Let's just say they started leasing it out. Right? Who are you going to collect from? That casino no longer exists. Well, I looked, I read it. It doesn't cover if they change location. You're only getting VLT money. You're not getting the money from all the gaming that's going on over there. This is a sellout. This is a disgrace to good, hardworking people. And I'd like to give some recognition to Judy Bachman and her husband, because I've known them personally. They've given an enormous part of their life and their time for the people of this county that won't get off their butt and do the same thing. So we've got to get a round of applause for them. When we are close to a court response to lawsuits, we ought to be putting this baby on hold until the money we've already been spent has gotten us what it can get us. Then if Ray wants to sit down with a bunch of bananas and a cup of coffee, fine and dandy, we'll sit down and talk. But I'm getting sick and tired of selling out to people that are citizens just like I am. I want exclusivity. I know private contractors. I know people that have money that would love to have exclusivity.
Johnny, you have 1 minute.
Yes, sir. Who gave them the right to exclusivity? I think that's unconstitutional, by the way. I'd like to know where the state attorney general is. Where the hell's his statement? So how come he doesn't have enough Burnett to get up and do something about this?
Treason.
No mandate should be allowed to this money. There's nothing in there that says this money can't be mandated. There's no distribution numbers, nothing that says who gets what from where, except that it comes from the state to the county, to God knows where it goes, and we don't know at what amounts. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but common sense makes dollars. This common sense wouldn't add up to a nickel. Thank you very much for your time.
My name is Kelly Bradley. I live in the city of Sherrill. I am an Oneida County resident, and I've been an employee of the Nation for the past 14 years. I know you're thinking that I'm here because the Nation expects me to speak in favor of the agreement, but that's not accurate. I'm here to speak for myself, my family, who has resided in this county for over a century, a homeowner, a taxpayer, and a parent of a beautiful little girl whom I look forward to raising here in Oneida County. I view this agreement as positive. It's mutually beneficial rent arrangement that will not only benefit our entire community, the Nation, the state, and the counties, but also benefits me, my family, and my community. I'm here to ask you to look at the positive things that come from this agreement and to end years of disagreements and differences that have held us back. Developing a good relationship with the United Nation means working collaboratively to resolve our issues and to ensure continued growth and the creation of meaningful jobs like mine in Oneida County. I have worked for the Oneida people for 14 years. They are not our enemies. I ask you to approve this agreement for my community and the school districts that will benefit from this agreement. Vote yes to the use of millions of taxpayer dollars wasted annually on hostile litigations against our largest employer and best economic partner. Vote yes to working in partnership with the United Nation to ensure creating more jobs like mine. The Nation pays my salary, which I use to pay my Oneida County taxes. Please vote yes for me, an Oneida County resident, because your decision will benefit my family and countless other families like mine. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Jerry Lambert, and I live here in Oneida County and came to New York. I've spent the majority of my life right here in Oneida County. After moving to Rochester and earning my degree at RIT in 2006, I go to the city of Kansas. All of the areas of career opportunities that allow me to return to Kansas while I'm in my community. It's now been 11 years since I began my employment in the summer of 2002. For me, Turning Stone has provided the perfect balance of location, job stability, and career advancement. Throughout the years, the ongoing disputes of litigation has been a constant stress and tension for most everyone in this city. We have a chance now to put 90 years of discipline and focus on moving forward together.
Thank you.
Sarif Panjarek.
All in positions.
Hi, Alderman. That's the thing. My name is Shirley James. I came to this country 16 years ago from Bosnia and Herzegovina. I worked at Turning Stone for 9 years. I went to see my employer doing everything what's good and had jobs. So maybe someday there will be opportunities for my kids in this region. I am a new citizen to this country, and I hope you vote yes to this deal, so everyone can benefit now and in the future. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Jerry Morello.
My name is Jerry Morello, and I reside in Rome, New York. I moved back to Rome 11 years ago in South Florida and saw the opportunity to work at Turning Stone. An opportunity to stay here locally with my friends and family. Over 11 years, just like you, we've been an enormous growth from Turning Stone, creating many jobs. And through difficult times, the nation reinvesting right here, creating more and more. I recently have been named the Senior Operation Manager for Exit 33, the four new nightlife entertainment venues that we're building. And the last couple weeks, I've been interviewing hundreds of people. We are filling 120 new jobs to operate these new venues. For the last, obviously, I'm here tonight. It's a great opportunity. An opportunity to end this agreement and for the state of New York and the nation to come together and create more jobs, create more growth, and offer a better place for people to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Jill Devano.
My name is Joe Cavano. I'm here today as an employee of the United Nations, but also as a resident of Rome County. Born and raised in Rome, New York. And like a lot of young professionals in this area, the region for opportunities elsewhere. Opportunities here. Fortunate enough through the United Nations and the opportunities that they provided the turn to an active area. Back to my family, become a homeowner, taxpayer, contribute to the economy here. And I wonder how many future jobs can be created and development started with the settlement agreement. I want to thank the leaders of the state of New York, Oneida, Madison County, and the legislature to approve the settlement agreement. When I started working for the nation, so many 7 years ago, one of my first experiences was coming to a public hearing very much like this, and speaking on behalf of the nation when we started the land and the trust application. Some would say I'd be frustrating that 7 years later, none of those issues have been resolved. And even sadder to think that those issues were in place long before I started just 7 years ago. I think about the negative energy that we've been focusing on fighting between the state and the nation and the counties all these years.
Can we have 1 minute?
And well, we certainly appreciate and understand the many of the folks in here tonight know nothing but fighting. I look forward to the day, hopefully beginning now, when we can focus all that negative energy and the positive energy into growing the region, not only for the United Nations, but for United Madison County's future development, future jobs, and more people, more development, more tax-paying individuals like myself. Thank you.
Thank you, George.